Welcome back to another episode of the Chronicles of Avangula. So we left you guys off. You guys were camping on the little cliff face up in the mountains. We've been traveling for 4 days, and the rain has finally stopped. If you remember correctly, it's raining very badly. It is morning time. The sun is coming up. There's a brisk morning since you are pretty high up in elevation.
All right, everyone. So if I take a look to my left and see everybody else in this little cutout on the cliff top, is everybody up and about? Are they like,
everybody's like getting ready to start moving along.
All right. Well, I check the reins on Jeff, before I hop up and get myself comfy, and I'm at the front of the pack. So we're raring to go.
I would be staying in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, this time Aston would also like to ride in the middle next to Katrin.
Okay, not a problem. And the five gray capes that are, you guys have been kind of trying to get on your side, again, are in the back. Like right behind you guys. So how it looks is you have Aston up front, Rags.
Me up front. Cass up front.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Aston.
I'm sorry. you have Cass up front on his horse, and then behind him is Rags. And then what did I fucking call this dude? Jeeves?
Something like that.
Jeeves. Jeeves. The purple hair, tattooed, bald someone.
Wasn't it purple eyed?
Yes, purple eyed.
You said purple hair.
Did I say? God damn it.
No, he did say, yeah, it was purple eyes last time. Bald head.
Yes. Bald head, purple eyes, not hair. I'm really fucking up today. It was a long week, so sorry.
There's
going to be a wagon behind them. Some more. Let's see. How many people have died? There's three gray capes that you haven't really talked to. And then there's you, Aston, and Katrin. And
so
then the
there
cart.
Is.
Hold on. I'm not
18
finished yet.
Men left. Nope. Minus two for the two that fell off the cart.
Okay. Well, hold on. I was in mid describing something. And then the five guys that are you're trying to get on your side are right behind you two.
Okay.
Yes.
Right then.
As you guys travel along, it seems to be a fairly clean path, a little wider than you guys have been used to. So the carts are making it just fine. And you come around this bend and it shows you the opening, like that just opens up on the valley. And you can see a settlement off in the far distance, which would be Cloverbury.
Oh, it's already there.
So it's still far away. You guys are just really high up in elevation and you're starting to bend around like this last mountain that you guys are coming to.
I would like to write a note on a piece of paper and send it with Kage to Katrin behind me. I'd write on a paper, going close to the end of the road, can see Cloverbury. When do we act? And then send that back.
So you you roll it up and give it to Karge, bites down on it gently and runs off to Katrin. Katrin, soon you see Karge kind of like run up to you and like get up on like your horse with you. It's sitting like right in front of you.
I'll take the note and then wonder why he's saying we're close to Crowberry when we still have like a week's travel ahead of us.
No, I did say we're close to Cloverbury, so we can see Cloverbury.
Yes, and then you said we're getting close to Cloverbury.
Well, but as the days pass, we are getting closer and closer. So,
yeah, but we still have a week. Or at least, it's only been like, what has it been?
It's been 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days.
So far.
And it was about 2 weeks to get to Cloverbury.
Yeah.
With visual contact.
Yes, it's like 11 days or... Here,
yeah, it's just
look.
Because
hold
we're
on.
So hard, high up, we can see it.
Yeah. Like I said, it's off in the distance. Like, you can't really tell how big it is, that's how far, but you can see way, 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 way far off in the distance, Cloverbury. So you guys have been traveling for 4 days, and it takes, so 4 days from Nevermaw to Belrook. You guys have passed Nevermaw. You're like, if you were to travel up the main road, you would be at Nevermaw today. Well, it'd be the 5th day, so you'd be past Nevermaw. And it would be a week's travel from Nevermaw to Cloverbury. So you're on day 5, and you went in the mountain pass. I'm going to say that's going to add another day of travel.
Because difficult terrain, I guess.
Yes, it's slower going.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have had some hiccups along the way, so.
We are also only we're more than halfway through the mountain pass, but still.
Yeah, you guys, like, probably another 2 days of travel in the mountains. You don't know that, but I'm telling you that as players.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your characters might not know that, though.
I mean, we've never been on this mountain pass before, have we?
No.
So it's kind of hard to estimate when we would actually arrive there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you get this note, Katrin. Do you want to do anything with it?
Not really.
Okay. So you just crumble it up and throw it on the trail.
Yep. Essen just looks at you with a kind of a questioning look. Say anything, or we just keep eye contact and we know. I mean, we've seen Kage before delivering notes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Soon after, Kage like cocks his head at you. He's like waiting for you to like respond, and then realizes you're not going to, and then runs back up to Cass without a note.
There's nothing I can do.
I don't need to set write notes when I can just send him a message. So
that's true. That is true. You are all magical, powerful beings.
Yes.
All right. So the day goes on with little to not much of anything happens. Katrin and Esten, you can see at certain parts, you can see like the full party in front of you, and you not many people are talking too much. You guys might have conversations with the guys behind you every now and then, but anytime you see the full length of the convoy and you can see the front, you can tell that Jeeves will lean over to Rags every now and then and say something to him.
It's eerie silence going on most of the time.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet, especially after the when Rags slit his own man's throat and then kicked him off the edge of the cliff. Nobody's trying to provoke him to act like that again. Mm-hmm. So it's a very quiet journey now at this point. Before, people were talking more, and even some were laughing, cracking jokes, but there's none of that now.
Mm. Well, I guess we're continuing on, and I'll keep an eye out for anything that might loosen again.
Okay.
Same.
Both of you give me perception checks then.
You can have them. That's a 7.
Coming out strong.
Yeah.
11. Both of you just coming out strong.
One to roll, though.
11. Yeah, like I said, the path kind of is getting wider. Just very, very slowly. So at this point, there hasn't been any spots where it's gotten narrower again to make you think that there could be a chance of somebody or the wagon going over the edge again.
Right.
Yeah, you guys travel throughout the day pretty uneventful. And then you find another like cutout of the mountain. Perfect place to camp. The sun is starting to go down, and you might want to think about camping here because you're not too sure where you'll find another place like this.
Mm.
Still no place for tents, right?
No. It's a little bit bigger than the last area, but I would say no tents. But at least it's been a beautiful day. Sun has been shining, and no, it doesn't look like there's any rain to come.
Well, then it's the bedroll again.
Bedrolls it is.
All right.
Yep.
You?
Anything you guys want to do while you camp. It's not like time to go to bed just yet. I mean, I would say it's probably like 7 o'clock at this point, but
I would like to keep an eye on Rex and Greaves.
Okay. I would just like to go back to Catherine and basically say, did you get my note?
What note? Yes, of course I got your note.
Okay, so what's the plan?
We still have a long way to go.
We've been traveling for 4 days.
Yes, we still have 11 more days.
Okay, so what's this? So distance from Belrook to Cloverberry was how many days? 2 weeks?
About.
If you're listening, yes, it's a week and 4 days. If you take the main road, I said there would be another day added on to that since you guys took the mountain pass.
Yes.
So when would you like to do this? Do you want to do it like whenever he slits more people's throats or?
No.
Because I'm up the front and if I do something wrong, he's going to slit my throat. Just so you know. I know you don't really care about that, Catherine. I know you don't.
Then don't do something wrong.
The other guy didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, even if we assume that the rest of the travels will go by uneventfully, the idea, after all, was that we do not allow him to reach Cloverberry.
Yeah, he's not going to reach Cloverberry. Don't worry.
Mm.
The thing is, we have five people. Wait. Yes, five people on our side right now.
That is so fast to say that.
So well, you can guarantee that if something goes down, they're going to be like on our side helping us.
If I can prove that Rags is involved with Matic, then yes. I don't think they will take our side.
I'm sorry.
They will not get involved.
The word "if" doesn't instill me with confidence here. If I was a dragon, I'd be a dragon. Doesn't say it's going to happen.
Cass, you got to have a little faith. Not everything needs to be happening just now.
Have a little faith.
Faith in the Witcher world.
How can I have faith that a guy literally slit a guy's throat? I mean, that shit happened right there. That could have been any one of us.
Yeah. But do you think any of us would allow him to slit our throat?
No, but...
I think he really cares about us.
I don't think he cares about us. I don't think he cares about his own men, the way he did that. So
he was interested in the gold that you gave him.
Hmm.
But not in our lives, I think.
I haven't given him any gold.
Didn't you tell him that you were paying him so that we can tag along with his convoy?
Well, I wanted to pay him, but he never wanted to go, so...
Hmm.
Okay, so let's do it this way, okay? I'm going to be at the front, so I'm not going to be able to know any of the plans. So if you two haven't really like talked about a plan on how to get him alone, then I mean, I'm going to be at the front doing my best just not to be killed. So once you come up with something, do your talky magic message thing to me at the front. But it won't be able to be whilst we're on the road. We'll have to be pulled over like we are now.
Yeah, and we really need to watch out with any notes we write or things we talk about, because otherwise they might get suspicious, you know.
Yeah, which was Kage. I mean, Rags never saw me. He never saw me send it off the note to you guys. So
yeah, right.
I mean, for all he knows, it could have been a love letter between me and you, Catherine. He just doesn't know. He doesn't need to know. If he asks me the question, I will happily show him letters, because I'm not getting my throat slit.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about maybe someone could, like, but that would take too much time. Ride up ahead for like half a day, and at some point down the road, prepare an ambush to block like the passage with rocks or anything that might be there to stop the convoy, and then use
kind
of confusion to get him.
I'm at the front of my horse, so I can happily ride ahead.
Yeah, but
and scour the area out.
Don't you remember what I said to Rex about joining this convoy?
That we're going to help them?
No, that it's dangerous to go few people, and that's why we wanted to join the convoy.
Yeah.
So if you ride ahead, doesn't that seem a little bit suspicious?
Okay, so We have no way to set up an ambush because we can't leave the group. We're split up because I'm at the front leading the party and you two are in the middle or at the
back.
Well,
that was only because you had to open your mouth and say, oh, let's take the mountain path because I know the way.
What's the sense in bringing all of that back up? We have a good opportunity here.
Yes. Just saying, I am in the middle of the party so I can save people if they fall over the edge. It's the only reason I'm in the middle of the party still. Otherwise, I would be up at you.
Well, we saw how that worked last time.
Yeah.
Well, so far I've saved two.
No offense to you, but it wasn't your fault. But, you know.
So far I've saved two people where one got his throat slit.
No, you only saved one.
I saved two from falling off that with levitate.
No, you only saved the one.
Well, just because he got his throat slit doesn't mean I didn't save him.
No, this is not in character. You only saved one.
No, I saved two.
No, you only saved. There was only one. The other one fell off with the wagon. He said you could only save one because you could only see one.
Yes, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guy that got hit by the rock slides.
Yeah, there was a guy that went over the edge from rock slides.
Yes.
I forgot about the rock slides. Okay, my bad. I forgot about the rock slides.
The thing is, how do we get him alone while we're still in the mountains? We cannot set up an ambush. Well, we cannot attack him openly.
When he rides up the front, he rides with his companion, the guy with the purple eyes.
We kind of need to get them separated.
During the day, during the ride, there is no way to separate them. The only time they separate is when they sleep in their own tents. Well, sleep in their own bedrolls. And even then, they're within... like earshot of each other because
are you saying they literally are holding each other's hands when they're going to piss?
Not when they go to piss, but I mean, they don't like the bald guy pretty much doesn't leave him. Pretty much, I've not seen them apart for more than a couple of minutes. So, and the problem is, if he does go to piss and I'm at the front and I see him go take a piss, there's no way I can do anything on my own at the front.
Yeah, I think he is.
Let's just wait for the mountain before we get get off the mountain path, because then I can join you up front. Then there's no danger of people falling off the goddamn fucking path.
What if we just pushed him off the edge?
Well, we need him alive.
No, the purple eye dude.
Oh.
Well, feel free to try, but I don't think Rag's going to be joyful about that.
The thing is, I think he's way too suspicious of us. So that we could like lure him away from everybody. I don't think that would work.
Well,
if you can get me a moment alone with Rags, I might be able to get the thing or the mind control off him, but it's only it might. And I need to be alone with him.
In short, go ahead and try. But I think he always keeps his companion close to him.
Yeah, they don't seem to be apart.
And when you, like, I think if you would mention that you want a moment alone with him, that kind of would raise more suspicion on you.
Well,
I'm going to go... plan, but I would need somebody to distract distract Grievous.
Well, I'm going to go back to the front now. I'm going to go back to the front because...
No, you're going to sleep.
Yeah, to sleep. That's where I'm going, but that's where my bedroll is. It's at the front of the party.
Right. I'll also have a rest.
Okay, so... Sleep time. You guys all go to sleepy sleep.
I will still keep an eye out for Rex and the guy if they're doing some voodoo shit.
Give me a perception check.
Never mind, it's too dark.
Yeah, you just from where you're sitting, you can't really see their location. You'd have to like get up and move they have like their backs turned to you. And just from where you are, it's kind of a weird angle. So you can only really see like part of Rags. So, if you want to get up and try to do some sneaky stuff, more than welcome to, though.
Could Eston try that?
Sure. Give me a stealth check.
18.
Yeah, With 18, a lot of people are starting to pass out now. After you guys' conversation, it's kind of getting later. People are passing out. You're starting to start moving around the camp, and you kind of get up behind a wagon that's like on the opposite side of where Rags and Jeeves is sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a perception. Or, yeah, give me a perception check.
Mm-hmm. 16.
Yeah, so...
kind of like eavesdropping on them.
Yeah. Do you want to look or do you want to eavesdrop?
Eavesdrop.
Okay. So
stay out of sight.
You hear one of them get up. They just like stand up from where they were sitting. And you hear like a shuffle of feet. You would presume that Jeeves is, he stood up and he's looking around to see if everybody's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
He sits back down and then all of a sudden you hear a incantation being cast. So mm-hmm. you hear him speak some words of a language that you do not know or recognize.
Can I remember the wording?
Well, I don't know how to speak it in real life. It's a language that you've never heard. You could...
So I couldn't even replicate it that well. I'll
give it to you. Sick with the 16, you could try to like say it back to Katrin or something, but you might not know if you're saying it properly.
Yeah, and right.
It was kind of quick and whispered. And then you hear like the sounds of a spell being cast.
Can I look?
You see that actually the flames of the fire are like flickering under the wagon, and you can see like their shadows. And when you hear this spell being cast, you see the flames of the fire dim, like the fire is dying, almost if a fire is being robbed of oxygen. Mm-hmm. If you guys have ever seen that,
yeah. And he's also like again holding this his hand on Rags' head.
Through the shadows, you can see that.
So I suppose it's the same spell that I saw him cast previously. Yeah,
it is.
Hmm.
And you don't hear anything from Rags. It doesn't sound like he's being hurt or tortured or anything. He's just being silent, sitting there. And this goes on for a solid 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Not a word is spoken after you hear the words that you heard in a soft whisper to cast the spell.
Yeah, I will stay there for a bit longer to see if they like go into their individual tents.
Well, there are no tents.
But to their resting place.
Shortly after the spell is finished and you see like the shadows like resume to sitting, you see Jeeves kind of lay down and same with Rags, and they don't say a word to each other. Yes. So do what you will with that information.
What languages do you know, Witcher?
I will look it up. I speak Elvish. So that's common. I don't think I've added languages.
You would know common,
one extra language
obviously, and one extra language. Yeah,
that would be Elvish. I always take Elvish.
Yeah,
well then.
Going back to Katrin and relay that information to her.
Okay. So the language I know is Draconic, Elvish, and Dwarven. Not ring any bells with that language? The words you said?
Are you asking me as the DM?
Yes.
Or are you? Oh, no. Okay. None of those languages.
Oh, cool, man. Mm. Very cool. Yeah.
Doodle. It's now a drawing book.
All right. Is anybody doing anything else?
I'll go to bed.
Yep, same.
Primeval awareness, please, sir.
What?
I'd like to use primeval awareness.
It's a ranger ability.
Oh, yeah, that detects if any beasts or creatures are around your area and
within
how,
a mile. How far? Yeah,
mile.
6 miles, yeah. Which would be in a jungle, and it would be 1 mile. 1 mile if not within my favorite terrain.
Definitely get there are animals.
Right. Okay.
There are animals.
Just want to know if there was a lot, but it doesn't say. Oops. It doesn't give me a number.
Sorry.
Doesn't reveal location or number. So.
I don't like that spell.
Which bolt?
I don't like that spell. I don't like you have that.
I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, there are. You detect creatures.
Okay.
In the mountains. Not many, but you do.
Yep. None in like immediate location, though.
No.
All right. Well, I would then go to sleep.
Okay. The next morning comes and the sun starts to rise and everybody starts getting up, ready to do another day of travel. This is day number 6. It is another brisk morning due to your elevation. It's nice and chill. It's not the hot, sticky heat that you feel down at sea level. And you guys continue onward. For a while, nothing happens. But Jeeves trots up next to you, Cass.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much more time we have in the mountains?
I'd probably say a good few more days, maybe another 5 more days, maybe more, depending on weather. We've been making okay time.
That is good to know. Our rations are starting to get low. We might have to start hunting. You said you are some sort of hunter, correct?
That is correct. I'm not really... I don't really know the area that well, but I know how to hunt, indeed.
Mm. Well, that is, I suppose, useful. Could be very useful in the next coming days. Do you look at him in his eyes at all? Like, make eye contact?
No. I'm good sort answer. Of looking. Okay. I was just going to say, I'm sort of looking over the road, and I hear him talking over my shoulder, and then I just...
Well, he comes up, like, next to you. He does come up next to you.
Making sure I'm not falling off the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
So I'm guided, Jeff. So, yeah.
So where do you come from?
Me? Oh, I'm to the north from here.
In the north? Evercroft?
Yeah. Outside Evercroft, yeah.
There's farms out there, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There's farms. Honeybridge Farms. Famous for, I'm not sure if it's come down this far, but they make this amazing honey, which is known all over the island up there, up in the north.
I'm very, very well aware of the honey. I've traveled through Honey Birch a couple of times.
Oh, it's nice to know someone has been up that way. Yes. A lot of people just kind of like skirt around Honey Birch because they either need to go to Shadow Grove or something or Evercroft. They don't mean to come out off town, but if it's for a reason, could be traders, could not, but we don't get many people that come in Honey Birch often. So
it's interesting. So what were you guys doing down in Bellbrook? That's pretty far away from your home.
Yes, it was. We happened on a merchant ship who was heading down that way. We've got one of my companions, if you've noticed. She is big into the whole, can never remember what she called it now, like kings and stuff like that. Like she advises some of them.
She is a king's.
No, mage, no, say. No, no, nothing like that.
That'd be
like
very.
That. Yeah, that would be very, very interesting. No, no. Do you think she'd be hanging around with a person like me if she like was in a king's court?
I mean, maybe if you guys are on, I don't know, an errand for the king together?
No.
Possibly the king of Evercroft?
No.
Man, this guy knows a lot more than we thought.
I have been in Evercroft, but I have never stepped foot in the palace. Look at me.
Roll a straight up fucking deception check.
Well,
never been to Evercroft, huh? You live fairly.
No, I said I've been to Evercroft. I've been through Evercroft, yes. But dirty as I am, I could never get an audience with the king.
That's interesting. So, who asked for all the guards to come protect Honeybirch then?
Well, what do you mean? There's guards in Honeybirch now?
I mean, yes, of course. So you surely know this. You live there.
I know there's a handful of guards there, but most of us in town are hunters. We help secure the town.
So you don't know anything about the newly arrived guards that came to Honeybirch?
How newly arrived?
Recently, very recently.
Oh, well, no.
Days ago?
Jeez. We was in Shadow Grove. I can't remember how long ago now. I did some hunting in Shadow Grove. Sold some wares. Then we headed down to Belrook. To be honest, I was just told basically be the eyes and ears, because I was asked to help hunt food for the party, because I don't know if you've seen, but they don't look like capable hunters to me.
Do I see these two talking?
Right now it's a pretty straight, like it's like it straights and kind of bends in but curves out. So yeah, you would see the whole convoy at this point. And you would see them riding next to each other having a conversation. Okay. You can't hear from this distance away, but you definitely see it.
Okay, I'll send a message to him. What's going on? You can reply to this.
And I think you reply like in your head, like you don't say it out loud.
He's asking questions about Evercroft. Knows more than he gives off. And message.
Well, I'll send message again to him.
Okay.
What kind of questions?
He knows about the guards. He thinks we are on some mission.
And it cuts out.
Yeah, because it's like 6 seconds or a round or something.
Yeah.
In around 6 seconds, yeah.
It's been established that you can say 25 words in it.
Okay, yeah. So, since you live up in Honeybirch, you had to hear about the attack on the kingdom of Evercroft. I heard there was a lot of royalty from other towns there as well. I heard that the king of Oakenwatch, the king of Quickmire was killed.
Oh, I wouldn't know. All I've known is from word of mouth coming through traders.
Well, it's a sad story, I hear, but seems like that there was someone there, a group of three people that fought off the so-called bears that attacked, and that seemed these three people must be fairly powerful. Actually, they kind of you guys kind of matched the description even a bit. I mean, that was in the Daily, you know, the Daily Mail, and it got sent out all over.
The Daily Mail, sorry.
Evercroft. The Daily Mail, I don't know what to call it.
The Daily Mail of Belrook.
It's ravens that carry parchment all around Evercroft.
Mm.
I should say was, seagulls.
And how many days ago did you say this was?
What, the attack?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been almost 2 weeks now, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Well,
I think.
I heard of
has
the attack,
it actually yeah. Okay, out of character. It's been about 2 weeks because it took you 5 days to get to.
Been about 11
it's been
days,
about
I think.
2 weeks. Yeah, it's about 2 weeks since
because it was
continue. Sorry.
Yeah, because we basically got into Belrook and we was there for I think the fourth day we left Belrook, I think.
Mm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it would have been.
And it took us 5 days to get there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and now we've been 6 days on road.
Yes, this is a day six now. So that's
it's
about
2 weeks.
So
I think it's actually 16 days because we did spend a night in Evercroft after the attack.
Well, when the attack happened, there was, I can only assume there was a lot of commotion in Evercroft. I didn't happen to be in Evercroft at that time, but I've heard of the commotion in town heading towards the palace. And then the day after, there was murmurings because I had to travel through into Evercroft to go to the docks area for a merchant. So,
yeah. Well, truly, truly interesting story of yours. As he's saying that, he's slowly letting you take lead again, and he falls back next to Rags. And you can kind of hear him lean over and say something to Rags, but it's a whisper.
Perception.
Okay.
You are not getting away with that. Perception. I want to see if I can hear this.
Yes! Damn it.
Natural 20. What did he say, boy?
He says, they are the three that I thought they were.
Oh, fuck.
They're from Evercroft.
Why did you even say you were from Evercroft?
He lied, so, and he rolled a four.
No, he literally, the guy asked, so Evercroft, Beef said he was from North, and the guy said, Evercroft is not north of here.
I actually said just outside of Evercroft, so what? Evercroft is north from here.
No, it's not.
Northwest.
Either way, this guy's a lot more intelligent and knows a lot more than he puts on.
Yes, yep. But still,
so
that was the worst lie I've ever heard.
Well, it wasn't a lie. It was the truth. We're from Evercroft.
Oh my God, you should not speak with people anymore.
Well, he asked me the question, so
I answered just in say nothing.
I tried to answer in a fashion that saying nothing is more.
Then you say you come from Shadow Grove.
Roll deception.
Rolled shit on deception.
I think anything that he would have said wouldn't have been.
Yeah, I think this guy knows more than he lets on, so. Yeah.
That might be, but still.
So,
we're running out of time.
You guys are continuing to travel, and you come around another bend, and you start to see the decline in the path going back down to the main road. You're not going to be able to make it all the way down today. You've been traveling for quite a while now. But I would say you probably get halfway down the path, the trail. So it's starting to warm up a bit. You're starting to see more plant life. And the path now is totally safe to travel. There is, unless like a rock slide or another big storm came through, you guys will have no problem traveling. It's starting to turn into an actual path again. Instead of an unkept mountain pass. There's a nice little place for you guys to pull off again to set up camp. But it's only about 4:00. You still have plenty of daylight and you could risk trying to go again and then maybe just having to sleep on the trail itself, or you could pull over here.
I just have one thing.
Mm.
Coming down the mountain right now, right?
Yes.
Yes. So about those 5 days, Cass, still in the mountain.
Oh, are we together now? What? I'm
still
up front.
No, you guys are still in convoy, unless you want to send that through message. You could, at this point,
I don't know,
could.
But just saying, he did say in the start of the conversation had with Chris that there was 5 days left in the mountains, even though we just talked about it.
Well,
you didn't hear any of that conversation.
I know, but still.
Yeah. He wouldn't know how many days are left in the mountain, honestly. So...
I guess I put forward to Rags that we should stop.
I think we should keep going.
I mean, if that's what you'd like, then keep going. I'm just saying this might not be a place to stop and sleep.
Then we'll travel through the fucking night.
Oh.
Are you that incompetent? Like, just keep going. Just keep going.
Okay. Keep going, Asim.
All right. So you guys continue to travel. And sure enough, there is not a place to pull off. And
bad feeling about this.
Rags wants to continue throughout the night.
How's the men looking?
The guys in front of you, you can't get too good of a look at because you're looking at the back of their heads, but you can tell they're like squirming around in their saddles and in the wagon, and they're kind of, you would kind of assume that they're kind of itching to take a break. Yeah, you guys have been riding all fucking day, and Rags doesn't want to stop now.
Yeah, and they're not happy about this, right?
You can't really tell if they're happy or not about it. Maybe you might assume that they might be a little annoyed at this point. The ones in front of you. Yeah, the ones behind you, you know, aren't happy with it. You just know they will be.
I'll send a message to one of the carriage drivers saying what's going on. This is Catherine.
Okay. To whom you want to send that?
One of the carriage drivers up ahead in front? In the chain. Yeah, in the front. Asking what's
why not he replies, get out of my head, witch.
I have notified everybody that I am a sorcerer by casting levitate on the guys that I saved.
He like stops for a second, like looks around. We're traveling through the night. He's like looking up above his head, and that's what he replies back with, but he says it out loud.
Okay.
The guy and the guy next to him is like, what? I know. Okay. Sorry. And he goes back to focusing on controlling the horse. So
that was informative.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know we'd started traveling through the night, but still.
Night falls and there is a half moon in the sky, so you can see fairly well from the nice the starlight above you in the moonlight. So if you want to light torches, you can, but it's kind of like one of those nights where it's not as nice as a full moon, but you definitely can see where you're going after your eyes adjust. I'm not really talking about you, Mr. Witcher, but everybody, you know, all the humans, like your eyes adjust so you can see fairly well and don't need torchlight. It's a very, very clear night.
Okay, dokie.
Okay. So, guys are riding along. And all of a sudden, you hear Jeeves say, I think this is a good place.
I knew it.
The guys in front of you, Katrin and Esten, turn around with crossbows raised.
Sure.
And they stop their horse and like rotate them, and they have like crossbows raised at you guys.
I guess we're still sitting on our horses.
Yes, everybody's still on their horses. I guess this would be a good time to roll initiative for everybody.
Sure.
Let me, I think I uploaded this map. It won't be like a full-on mountain.
Well, shit the bed, boys.
Oh, don't worry.
This is probably going to be the end of my character.
We do need characters so we can roll the initiative with. So.
Oh,
yeah,
I rolled a 21.
We just need to wait for the map to arrive.
I just rolled a 21, though.
Scroll down, and there should be like a Wastelands little battle map.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Yep.
This is where you guys are at. All right. Everybody get their tokens down.
I did say you were going to die today, Kaz.
Yeah, you did. I think you called it.
You are a terrible liar, so.
I'm guessing I'm up here at the front of the pack, right?
Yeah, you'd be at the front. Let me get all the guys down real fast.
I'll probably be further up than up here somewhere.
I'm not going to put wagons and horses down, so just deal with that.
You just changed that. You can change your own initiative.
Yeah, change it to 21.
So we got two of these guys with crossbows.
Are you two, you and Estan, riding together?
Yeah.
You'd be next to each other, right?
Yes. Well, somewhat.
And then me and Kaga up front with, I'm guessing, Rags and...
Greaves.
Or Kagi's just a little bit in front of me. Sniffing away up the path. Oh,
that's on you, not on you. Here is Jeeves.
Oh, no. But they're next to each other like that, yeah?
Well, I'm just getting everybody placed down now.
Okay.
Don't you worry your little heart. There's another crossbow guy that's in the wagon. There is... Fuck me. This guy right here that sits next to the guy in the wagon. Oh my god.
I don't have my fireball yet.
So there's... I've got down written down here. So I did the math before when you told us like the previous episodes. That there is... Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven. So there are 15 men.
There's 15 men, two being rags. Died.
No, there was 18 men, two died, so that takes to 15. Yeah.
That's including Jeeves and Rags.
That's in, so that gives 13. Yeah. Five of them are possible turners at the back.
Beef, may I ask you one thing? You said 18, two's gone. How does that make 15?
Was I drunk when I read this?
Probably.
You went from 18 to 13 to.
Okay, my math is wrong. So it's minus two.
My math is sucking.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12. Okay, I don't care if I use duplicates. 13. 16. All right. And we get them all placed up real fast. So you got this guy right here.
It's more men. That's 17. You got 17, including Rags and Reeves.
Oh, do I? Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's 16. They're kind of like there and there. This guy's on the cart, so he'll be there. And this crossbow guy is on the cart there. He actually stood up. No, that's fine. And is looking back at you two. There's the two guys with the crossbows. They'd be about there. This guy.
And those five were the possible turners, right?
Yes, the people behind you.
So there's a horse in there somewhere. Are these three on the back of the cart?
No, just everybody's lined up on their horses. Okay. Oh, come on. I can't grab multiples. There we go. I'm just trying to get everybody. Can you guys move your tokens back a little bit?
Yep.
Witcher and Eston. And I'll move these guys back a bit. What? Oh, I grabbed your...
Witcher and Eston.
Ah, fuck. Eston and Catherine. Yeah, that's fine right there. Okay. Now I need to roll some initials. That's why I can't see everything. Jeez.
Well, today's a lovely day to die.
Isn't it, though?
Well, you chose that yourself.
Ah, so you choose death.
Jeez gets fives. Well, hello there. Rags gets... Let's see what he gets.
Sorry. Please, all of them below me.
15. I really don't want to roll single initiatives for all these people.
Well,
so I'm gonna do a group one.
Yeah, that's an API.
For the front people, and then a group for the people that might be turning. Let me just get a new character sheet.
Bloody turncoats. Says the Englishman.
No, I didn't mean to do that.
What did you do?
Nothing. Oh, fuck a turtle.
Control Z.
All right. Their initiative. So the front group's initiative is whatever that number is. Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The back initiative is. So it changes.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be like 12 or something like that.
Is Ba, ba, ba. Oh, 20.
Oh.
Now we'll do distending.
Well,
let me get some battle music real fast, and then we can get on with it.
Yo. I rolled a 21. This isn't going to be good.
What do you mean? It's going to be fine.
All right. So, at this point, Cass.
Yep.
You are first in initiative.
I will take the dodge action.
You will take a dodge action. Not a bad thing to do. Do you want to do any kind of movement? Anything like that?
You can move.
You have a movement and a bonus action left. So,
can I jump off my horse and go next to the tree? I see. On
sure.
My left.
There. Yeah, that's fine.
I would do that. But that is with my quiver and bow on my back, my short sword on my side, with my knife on my side as well.
Yeah.
So we're geared up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would jump and run on.
Okay.
Over.
Next are the guys that are behind you, Katrin and Esten. And they're like, "What? What's going on?" And he says that to you, Katrin. So you can respond back if you like.
Well, it looks like Rex finally grew a ball and Graves finally grew some balls and actually decided to make a move on us.
Help us if you want to be free of that leader of yours.
I have no intention of fighting you.
They look at you. They all look up to the one that talked to you as kind of like you're kind of getting that he's the leader maybe of this group. Okay, we'll fight with you. And he... it's going to go 1, 2, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Up to this guy. Attack him with his rapier. What's that? I can't see it.
22.
It's a 20. So he comes running up and slashes, like jumps, because this guy's still on his horse. All these guys are hopping off their horses, by the way. And he like jabs and gets him right in the ribs for 4 slashing damage. All right. I need, doesn't matter what I need. Okay. Okay. Then it's going to be this one. And he, I don't know if he can make it.
He should be able to make the one left.
Yeah, he can make it. Runs up. Does practically the same thing. And he will roll with his rapier. Jesus Christ, I'm rolling great today. 22 again for 6. Runs up and jabs his right in between his ribs as well. And he actually, like, as he pulls out, the guy falls off his horse. He's down to I really need a counter. Oh, here we go. Notebook.
Okay. Always good with notebooks.
Yes, yes. Notebooks are needed very much. Where's my pen? Scheiße. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I was really unprepared for this combat to happen.
Well, I didn't think that our ranger would butcher a simple question.
I'm going to say this straight away. Cass has a -1 charisma, and that's what I'm going off of, and I'm playing him like he is in real life. -1 charisma, so he wouldn't know deception if it slapped him in the face.
Get inspiration for that.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. You're playing your character the way your character would act, so inspiration. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I was looking at you the whole time, putting your face in your hands, doing this. I was like, but this is what Cass would say.
Well,
I was kind of worried about your blood pressure. Bear.
Yeah, I did have to scream 2 times.
Well,
two times.
I will say before this, when you was having computer problems, Ceramic and I was talking. We said, "Well, let's get a Swedish instead. We need a Swede here instead of you." So.
Wow.
Okay.
That's mean.
This guy is gonna run up next to us and just kind of ready his action. Same with this guy on you, Cat. Katrin, and then this one's going to run up behind you. And that is their turn. Esten. our witcher.
All right.
Oh, shit.
What are you doing?
What was that?
What? What are you doing?
Oh,
okay, I didn't put Kage in the list.
Is that your turn order?
Yeah, I didn't put Kage in the list, which is after this is a 19. So Kage would have just gone, okay. But she would have ran.
Just going like, to skip her turn.
She'd have just ran next to me. Yeah. So
okay, that's fine. Okay, all Aston. Right.
So Aston will jump off his horse and draw both his short swords and run. Ooh,
this is the first time you've used your short swords. This is your first human attack.
I do, yes. And I will attack this guy here.
Okay.
One attack with my attack action and then the other with the bonus action. Where do I have it? 13?
Yeah, that is. Okay.
And with the offhand.
Jesus Christ.
It's 13 piercing slashing damage.
Okay. Yeah, so you run up to him and he's on the ground and he's like stumbling to get back up and you run up to him and you do one right across the middle of his throat and he grabs for his throat and then you bring your other one straight down the middle of his face and he just falls backwards and is fucking dead.
Gotcha.
Where's the little X? There it is. So he's dead.
First human blood on my blades.
Yes.
And
now
yes, that's his turn.
It's his Rag's turn. And he's gonna chase after you. Cass?
Yeah.
I think he can make it to you. Oh yeah, he can make it to you.
He can.
But he gets disadvantage on his attack. He's gonna as he's running, he pulls out his rapier and comes trying to slash down on you with disadvantage. 9. That hit. I don't think it does.
No.
9. Definitely hit.
So he comes and he brings his blade down and you see him in full swing and you kind of dodge around the tree and his blade sinks into the trunk of the tree. Mm-hmm. And that is his turn. Katrin, you are up. Got a nice little line of guys in front of you.
Yeah, how convenient.
You just saw Esten murder the shit out of one of the people. One of the gray capes.
Yeah, which wasn't my plan, but fuck it. I guess we're murdering
these guys. I cannot smell your plans, Katrin.
I know.
No, you can't.
Well,
maybe at level 20.
No, with my witcher senses,
they get pretty strong.
I will call out Fergus Greaves. He's the one that's controlling them. And I will run to the side and send Scorching Ray at him.
At Jeeves?
At Jeeves.
Before you do that, give me a persuasion check. Or a persuasion roll, I should say, not check.
Persuasion?
Yes.
Okay. Why am I rolling so bad on my charisma checks? I have +5!
All right, now roll to attack Jeeves.
That's 3 Scorching Rays. That's a 13.
God damn.
That's a
God damn.
And that's an 18.
Okay, roll the fucking hit all 3 of them.
All 3? Damn.
Yeah.
That's 6. That's 15. And that's another 7.
So what is that? Quick mats. 15. That's 21. That's
28.
That's 28. Oh my God. Okay.
Quick math.
Quick mats. So you come running up and as you're running, you yell that out to try to persuade the other men. Oh, okay. So you're running up on your horse.
Yeah.
And, you come up right next to Esten and horse mounted, you hold out your hands and these ray of fire spring forth from your hands and, hits Jeeves right in his back. And it pierces through his body. He screams out in pain for 28 damage. That is Quick maths. I don't know how to do subtraction because I suck at math. So just
take
I got
30 and add 2.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
And that's your turn. All right. Now it's one of the guys on horseback turns around on his horse and comes at you, Katrin, seeing what you just did to Jeeves. He's going to attack with his rapier.
Sure.
Natural 20.
Never mind. Not even shield can help me from that.
So he comes running up, and in a gallop, he runs past you with his and swings out, and it gets you right across your like your bicep of your arm, and it cuts in deep for 11 damage, slashing damage.
Respect.
Next, it is this one, and he turns his horse around and runs and sprints through these two people, which would give opportunities of attack real fast. So 1 and 2. Oh my god, they both hit. That was not
discombobulate.
So as he's running through the two gray capes that are on your side that are standing next to Esten, the one gray cape that's not on your side runs through them, and they both swing at the same time and get him across his chest and take him off his horse. So this guy is now officially right here, about, I'll say, is knocked prone. Let me give him a little symbol for knocked prone. Just say that.
Nice.
This guy with the crossbow is going to go, but he's too close, so he's going to step back, which takes an opportunity of attack. 15 hits. The gray cape that was standing in front of the guy with the crossbow, after he attacks the guy that was on the horse, sees him try to step back and slashes and cuts his cheek pretty good for 5. And then the guy with the crossbow that steps back is going to take a shot at the one that just attacked him, which is... He shoots his crossbow, but he's bleeding too bad, and some blood of like drips down on the crossbow, and it kind of slips as he shoots off of his shoulder. And the arrow goes up into the air and over the guy with that's the other gray cape that he's attacking. This guy is going to... Not that guy.
Come on, should crossbow at me.
God damn it. Is going to assist Rags and get to about here on his horse. This one is going to turn his horse around and kind of come around and attack one of the gray capes that's on your side with his rapier. As he's running up, he jumps off his horse and like goes straight into a run with his rapier drawn and hits for 8 slashing damage. So you see him, the guy that just hit both of his attack of opportunities is now being pierced through the side with a rapier of one of his fellow gray capes that is not on your guys' side.
Nasty.
The guy in the wagon up here that's still in the wagon is going to take a shot at you, Weston, with his crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
17.
17 hits.
Hits. An arrow comes flying through the air and sticks you right into your right shoulder.
Before you describe that, could you roll damage, please?
Yes.
I have something in mind.
Yes. What is the crossbow again? A D...
D4? D6.
It's a D... normal?
D8.
Yeah, normal crossbows is D8. A heavy crossbows is D10.
Yeah. For 6 damage.
All right.
Believe.
I'm going to do something that... was gifted to me at level 4. I roll, it's called Swift of Arm and Clear of Mind. I roll a 1d8 plus my level plus my dex modifier.
Oh my god.
And
it's like snatching the arrow.
Yeah.
So that's.
There's ability for monks to do that.
3 plus 4, that's 7, plus 5, plus 4, that's 11. So I will just...
So does that mean you...
Try to just deflect it with a sword, or I could use my reaction and spend one vigor point to cast art and deflect the projectile right back at him.
Well, that's up to you. What would you like?
And I would like to do that.
Okay.
Cast art and the arrow goes back to his face.
Do just for the viewers, just so you're, listeners, sorry, so you're aware, he's deflecting a crossbow bolt using his sword, but not, he's pushing it back with Ard, which is one of the witch's abilities.
Indeed.
Yeah, like a force push.
Do you have to roll the hit?
That's up to you, I think.
It hits, because that's cool as fuck. so a bolt is coming at you and like everything slows down. And you, because you have two swords in your hand, you throw one sword up and cast Ard, and a almost invisible force redirects the bolt back into the middle of the chest of the guy that shot it at you. And just as you get done casting, you snap your hand up in the air and you catch your other blade by its handle.
Nice.
And he takes the damage, which was, what was it, 6? Yeah,
6. That's a cool ability, man.
That is a cool ability. That's cool as fuck.
It is an ability as the monk gets. They can spend key points to capture.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
And throw it back at you if they reduce their damage to 0.
Yeah, I've never played a monk before, but yeah, I've heard about that.
Wasn't very good at it.
Last guy, he's gonna stand up. He's also got a crossbow. Oh, it doesn't look like he's got one, but he does. And he's gonna shoot at the gray cape that is standing next to you, Eston.
Mm-hmm.
And with his crossbow, 13 hits. 7 damage, almost max damage. So you see the guy next to him stand up and turn around with his crossbow and fire off a bolt, and the bolt goes straight into the thigh of the gray cape standing next to you. Okay. That is the end of their turn.
Oh, no.
Now it's G's turn. He's going to look at you, Cass.
I'm behind a tree, but...
That's half quarter cover.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's or got three, movement.
Three-fourths cover.
He's going to move around to this rock.
No, it's not anymore.
To get line of sight and cast Burning Hands. No, that's a touch spell. Firebolt. For 12. Does that hit?
Nope.
Okay. So a firebolt comes, he's coming at you, and you kind of like duck behind the tree, and it hits right up against the tree.
Isn't Burning Hands a cone attack?
Yeah.
In front of him?
It would have hit Rags as well, so
he would have done it. Right.
Cass, it's back up to you, round two.
Yeah. So I've got
Rags in your face.
Coming around the tree. And then I've also got someone firing firebolts at me to my right.
Yeah.
So I would knock an arrow and I want to pull it in Rag's foot.
Like he
shoot it through his foot.
Okay.
Like bang and try and, because I figured if I can get him in the foot, slows his walking down, he's not going to be able to come at me.
But you do get
the
advantage for
range
attack and
melee. Yeah, I'm aware, but I can't really do much else. I mean, that would have been a 27, but instead of 13.
13 does not hit.
Okay.
Could have stabbed your sword.
You rack an arrow and try to shoot it through his foot, but it goes right next to it. Is there anything you would like to do?
Actually, you could have used Inspiration Die for that.
Could have, but you didn't say he was going to.
Nope, that's true.
Got to say it before you roll.
I'm just making sure that he remembers he has it.
Yes.
Mm. So I've missed.
Never forget the inspiration.
There's not really much I can really do. So
I always forget inspiration.
Oh, dear.
Every time it's given to me, I always forget
about
it.
And my turn, I guess.
Okay. It is the gray capes that are on your side. This one's going to hop off his horse. I think I already said they all did, but in case I didn't, he's going to run up to the one that's attacking his buddy and swing with his rapier. God damn, I'm rolling great today. That hits for 7 slashing damage. He comes running up yelling, and he slashes down right across his forearm. Who was that again? That was number 5. Okay. He actually fucking, well. all right. Now it's the one that's been attacking so many people that's kind of standing next to you, Esten, not directly next to you. And he's going to go for the guy that is prone, so he gets advantage on his roll. Good thing he did, and he still hits for 8. And that's actually going to do it for the guy that's on the ground. You see him like spin his rapier in his hand, and with both hands, he brings it straight down through the guy's throat. And then he puts his foot on his face and rips his blade out of his throat. And that guy is dead. It's this guy's turn that's standing right next to us and that just took the bolt in the thigh, and he's going to run up to this guy with the crossbow that's closest and attack with his rapier. 22, man, coming in with the hot rolls. 10 slashing. Hell yeah. He comes running up, and the guy's like fumbling to load up another bolt to attack. And he swiftly does like an uppercut with his blade and gets him like right on his chin and kind of cuts his Adam apple a little bit, not too deep. Okay. That was his turn. I guess this guy is just going to run up next to his buddy and attack the closest bad gray cape, we will call them, the baddies. The baddies attack with his rapier. 11 finally misses. He comes running up, and he trips over some loose like pebbles and rocks that are in the pathway, and he swings without accuracy and misses completely. It is the last good guy, gray cape, and he's also going to run up to his fellow friends and attack the same guy, and he's going to get flanking as well, so advantage on his attack roll. 17 hits. He comes up, grabs him by the head, and just shoves his rapier, instead of slitting his throat, shoves it through the side and comes out the other side of his neck, and then rips out, and his Adam's apple is sitting on the edge of his blade, and he flips it off, and then he drops the guy, and he is totally fucking dead as well.
I just said if he survived that, takes 3 damage.
He can no longer talk anymore.
Roll a d4.
All right, that is the end of the good gray cape's turn. Now it is Kage's turn.
Kage,
what is Kage going to do?
She is going to run at Rags and use Pounce.
Okay.
Nope, that's the wrong one.
She smells
that's
him.
The right one.
She sniffs on him.
So
target must save DC 12 dexterity, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Man, the...
Oh! just about.
So that's the saving throw.
Yeah, so he matches, so he saves.
Okay, well...
So does anything happen or nothing?
Was close.
Nah, so Kage's basically pounced out. I'm guessing he dodged out of the way or brushed it off, and then she would stand basically to kind of push it off by about 2 feet to the right.
Kage, like, jumps at him, and he grabs Kage and just, like, throws her to the right.
Yeah. End turn.
Okay. S down.
Right.
Your turn.
So this guy here in front of Katrin is still his horse, is he?
Yes. Yes. Yes, she is.
Right. And Esten would step next to him and kind of do 2 rising slashes to get him off his horse with his short sword.
Okay.
24
hits.
and 12.
Misses.
So one first of one hits for one 10, hits. 10 damage with a short sword.
Okay. So you run up to him and he, not really focused on you too much, is how you get your first slash, and you cut him like right across the ribs into his stomach. And then at that point, obviously, he is aware of your presence and sees the second blow coming and parries it away with his sword.
Right then. And this is Jeeves.
Yeah, that one.
And this is Rags.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is cover. Is it? It's a rock, like.
Yeah. You could see over it, but you'd need to move up to it.
Yes.
If you wanted like to shoot over it or something, you'd kind of need to move up to it.
Essen will move towards this rock and duck beneath it, taking cover from
yes.
the guy with the crossbow here.
Yeah, they you have like full coverage from them. They can't
nice. That's what I thought.
Effectively hit you. So
nice. And yeah, that's Eston's turn.
Okay. It is, I believe, Rag's turn now, and he's going to kind of move around the tree a little more just so he has a good line of sight and attack you with his rapier.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he is.
11?
Misses.
Man, I'm rolling so good with the good guy, Gray Caves, but when it comes to the bad guys.
We appreciate it.
Yep.
Yep.
So with your bow, you do some like ninja shit and he like stabs at you, but you kind of like deflect it with your bow. Like you hit his wrist down and his mm-hmm. blade sinks into the dirt. That's his turn. Katrin, that is your turn. You have guy on horse right in front.
Yeah.
What do you?
That's an I must damn it.
Hit my pipe weed.
Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Old Toby. That finest cool, weed in the South Farthing.
Old that Toby.
Is also an action. Also an action. I only have fucking action cantrips. God damn it. I need bonus actions. Oh, well. You know what? Fuck it. You're in my way. Mind moving? I will move around him.
Okay.
And get an attack of opportunity. Because
okay.
I'm
out of the range. Natural
20.
Oh, right, yeah, 22.
And I will use my reaction for shield.
Okay, what's casting that do? Shield. Give him disadvantage? Or
no, what? It gives plus 5 to my bonus to my AC. Only does plus 5?
Fuck, hit?
Never mind. Never mind. I will not do that because it still hits.
You will
hits.
Not do that. So,
I will not, still that, not do that because it still
you're
hits.
Like, it you're 6. Like getting ready to cast shield and he comes down too quickly on you and gets you right across. You were slashed on your bicep. So now like he gets you right across your forearm because you like were raving your hand up to cast shield. But it doesn't cut too deep, but nonetheless hits you for 3 slashing damage.
Yeah, it's about a flesh wound.
Yeah,
a flesh wound.
It's but a flesh wound.
I used to be an adventurer and until I took an arrow to the knee.
No.
Over here.
Yeah.
I would like to cast Scorching Ray at Grievous again. 3.
Oh God.
Scorching Rays.
At what? At Grievous.
At Grievous.
At Grievous.
I thought you said Grievous.
Master Kenobi.
Why, hello there.
It's an 11. Doesn't hit. I'm guessing.
Oh God.
That's a 23.
Fucking nerds.
My life.
One of them hits.
I just want to show you. I've got an AT-AT in my fish tank.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! That's so cool.
That's 11 damage.
That's so great.
Okay,
you know what?
So
you know what? Let's send 3 more his way by quick.
Oh my god!
This guy's getting fucking wrecked
by doing a quickening spell.
Wrecked. It's wrecked.
No, it's Jeez.
Yeah,
oh,
Jeeves. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Okay. 13. 2 of them hit.
So 15.
Oh my god, 3 of them hit.
So first 11. So now we have. That's 30 damage in the first 2.
I think he's dead.
37.
Yeah. You
41.
You
actually, never mind. It's 42 because I had a 1 Jesus in that Christ. In natural 20. So that's
right. What is it with you and fire? You did like it was Estan and fire. It like
and I have a natural 1 on this last roll as well. So that's 5 damage as well.
I mean, fire is a speciality. I mean,
yeah.
So you. You ride up on your horse and you're, Aston, you look over, your whole hands just ignite in fires and come up to about the middle of your forearms and you just let out just, it's like in Dragon Ball Z when they do their Kai Blast and they're just like, ah, and there's like 1,000 Kai Blasts. There's practically like just 8 beams of just fire that penetrate through Jeeves and you hear him screech out and then his whole body starts to glow and just explodes in ash.
Nice.
And falls to the ground.
The only thing left is his boots on the ground.
Not even that.
Not even that.
You okay. You killed him.
I was planning to keep him alive, but
well, it doesn't look like kind
it.
Of
it doesn't look like it.
Fuck that up.
You're the one that said, "Oh, let me cast another 3 of him."
You were supposed to bring back the bad guy alive, but
well, we still had Reeves.
That's not okay. He's dead.
Rex, I mean,
he's
we
dead.
Still have
dead.
Rex. We still have Rex.
So what did? Can I make a perception check, or do I have to wait till my turn?
You have to wait till your turn.
Okay.
Now it's the bad guys. This one, Eston, where's your token?
My token is right here.
You moved away from...
I'm behind the rock.
You were supposed to take attack of opportunity, but I forgot.
I have mobile.
Oh, yeah that's mobile, right. You don't take it. He's going to like follow you and chase you then.
All right.
It's like, hey, get back here. And he's going to attack you with his rapier.
Get
he's
over
gonna,
here.
Like, he's riding up to you and he's leaning down and going to try to slice you. Natural 1. So what's gonna happen is
he runs up
and you spin around really quickly spooking his horse, and his horse starts to buck and he gets thrown off and lands on this side of the rock face first.
Nice.
And takes 1d4 of 3 damage for landing face first.
He's very winded. He's winded.
I wouldn't say okay. Winded, I would just say he's bloody.
Is he prone?
Face.
Yeah, he's prone too.
Ah, good.
Let me
good.
Put the little prone symbol.
Good.
Symbol. Yes, very good.
Do you guys ever remember when you were a kid and you fell off the swing and you winded yourself?
Yeah, all the time. One.
That's basically make. Like it, I guess.
He can make it. You catch him. So this one's going to trot up to you on his horse and try to take a swing at you.
Fuck off.
16.
Okay, now I use shield.
I did not roll a rapier, so... Okay. So does that miss now?
Yeah, that missed, because my armor class is 15. With shield, it's 20.
Okay. So he runs up, and you see him coming from a couple feet away, and you cast shield, and his sword just bounces off an invisible aura of magic. That was his turn. This one's still alive. He's gonna shoot his crossbow at the gray cape right in front of him. Hits, doing 7 damage. Ooh, it's not looking too good.
Be right back.
Now the other two that have crossbows can't really see anybody but the gray capes that are helping you, so they're just gonna shoot at them. One hits, the other one doesn't. So the previous guy that took an arrow to the thigh is about to take another one into his shoulder or his bicep, more or less, for 7 piercing damage.
I have one question.
Yes.
What weapons do Rex have?
Rapier, that you can tell.
That's the only one?
That you can tell, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have a bow strapped on his back?
Does not have a bow. And that is it for the bad guys. Now it is he's dead. So, Cass, it's your turn, buddy.
Okay. Well, I would like to do a perception check.
Okay, perception. Roll. What are you trying to perceive?
I'd like to perceive, because over my right-hand shoulder, I just saw a great big ball of light, and then Greaves just go dead.
You probably also heard him scream out.
Screaming.
Pain. It was pretty loud.
Oops.
Knowing what Katrin said to me, I'd like to perceive to see if there's any change in Rags.
Yeah. You do. Looks like he is dazed.
Okay.
He's like standing in front of you limp, like swaying back and forth, looking like he's dazed.
I would like to... dodge.
Okay.
Action. Ready a dodge action? Shout his name. Shout, Rags! To shout his name and see if there's any movement from him.
Okay. We will wait till his turn to see what happens. It's the good guys now. Good gray capes. And this one goes first. He's going to run up to the guy with the crossbow that tried to shoot him last round. Attack with his rapier. Natural 20, baby. Oh, yeah. He is going down. He runs up and goes for the throat. Just ching. Full on slice, and the blade just perfectly cuts directly through the middle of his Adam's apple, and blood just starts to pour out, and he grabs a hold of his throat and falls to his knees and then falls over his head. That's when he's dead. This guy, I don't think he can make it by running. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He can get to the wagon, but can't do anything. He's going to be able to get one square behind him. He's going to run like right here. That would be there for him. He hasn't moved. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah, he can make it to that guy. So he runs up to the guy that got bucked off his horse and is going to attack with his rapier. For 19. And that guy is dead now too. He comes up and he like spins the sword around so the blade's like pointed backwards. And he comes up, he leaps, and then brings it straight down. Oh, just hit my mic. Straight down through his chest. And that one is dead as well.
I stay.
I think the last one that's left is this guy, and he can make it.
There's two on the cart still, right?
Climb up on the cart. Yeah, there is.
But he's talking about good capes.
The good gray cape is running up to the cart with the two remaining bad guys, bad gray capes. And I know that's kind of confusing, so sorry for the listeners. But he's going to climb up onto the cart and attack with his rapier. Nope. He was like trying to attack too soon before he like really stationed himself on the cart, and he swings and the guy with the crossbow like leans back a bit and the blade misses him completely. It is Kage's turn.
Well, Kage is going to try and do pounce again on the guy that's not moving to try and pounce is a claw attack, and he's going to try claw the hand wielding the sword.
Of Rags
to try and disarm, and if hits, then Rags will fall.
He's like dazed. So, just roll damage because he's just swaying back and forth. He's practically incapacitated right now. Yeah, so he runs up and he does drop his sword.
Okay, and then
Kage runs up and just bites down on his hand viciously.
So then, Rags is then also swordless and prone.
Okay. Esten. Your turn. You have one guy in front of Katrin and two guys left on the cart and Rags.
Can I shout something over real quick?
Sure. I'll let you do it before we end your turn.
I'd like to turn over to my right hand and see Katrin, basically just Katrin and Dust, because someone's just been burned to death. And I would shout, I've got Rags. Finish the fight.
Okay.
Okay, Eston.
Kind of had an idea with Rags.
Oh. Don't you dare anal probe him.
I'm not blasting him to death. Eston will sheath his short sword and pull forth his chain that he has.
Oh, and yeah.
With his chain, he runs straight to Rags and try to restrain him with that.
Oh, yeah, because you can move like fucking 60 feet or some bullshit.
50.
Oh, sorry. 50 feet.
Not that much, yeah, but okay. Still a lot. Yeah.
Okay, you run up to Rags.
What do you want me to roll for that? Like,
swaying back and forth. I'm not even gonna make you roll for
can
it.
I
he's,
said,
he's incapacitated.
You said can he's I dazed, also, so I yeah. thought yeah. it would be like a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Can I assist him in this as well?
Since there, he's there's there no roll. Me. There's no roll.
Okay.
I'm not gonna make you roll. He's incapacitated. It'd be like walking up to somebody that's knocked out and tying them up. No, he's just standing there swaying back and forth. And well, so you wrap your chain up around him and do you have like a lock or something?
Rags? No, yes. There's no.
No, he is. I just knocked him prone.
No, Kage, we've already established that Kage cannot knock people prone. It's a fox.
Okay.
It is a fox. You still can do the attack. You can still. Yeah, we've already discussed this. No, you still can use the attack of pounce, but it's not going to knock anybody prone.
Okay.
So I
we talked about that like at the beginning of when we were making your character.
I forgot.
Yes, you did.
So there's like I did not have in mind a lock, but I would need to hold the chain on him. So I'm like behind him, wrapping the chain around him and mm-hmm. keeping that. So that okay. I would also use my action to keep him.
You
restrained.
Got given a lock, if I remember correctly. You got given a lock and a key with it.
Was I?
I thought so.
Oh, that was some correctly. Sessions ago. Well, yeah. if I have a lock and I have enough time to do that, if he's incapacitated,
yeah, it'll take
I,
your whole action. But yeah,
yeah, then I will do that and wrap the chain around him, restrain him, and attach the lock to it.
Okay, you do so.
Cass, keep an eye on him. I'll go again. Help Katrin.
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
Hmm.
Rags is incapacitated. Katrin, it's your turn.
Do we have to do this, or can you just drop your weapon?
He's doesn't listen to you. Well, persuasion check.
I will actually do intimidation with my hands okay. on fire.
Okay, yeah, intimidation then.
It is right here. That's a 24.
Mm-mm.
With that, he like looks around and sees like. He's totally outnumbered. He's like, okay. And he throws his blade down and he gets off his horse and kind of just like puts his hands up. And shortly after, the guys with the crossbows are like, okay. Yeah. We give up. They like look around and see you guys wrapping up Rags and stuff. And they throw, and that is, they throw their crossbows down and put their hands up. And that is end of combat. And. Our characters just killed the bad guy. Will the king of Evercroft be happy with them about that? I don't know. We'll find out next time on the next episode of Chronicles of Vavengul. Thank you everybody for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.